Phone Boy Speaks, episode 467, Comcast's Home Hotspot.
Comcast is planning to turn all of their customers into Wi-Fi hotspots. At least that's what appears to be going on. And, in order to use this hotspot, you would have to log in with your Comcast credentials, which, I've used this in public locations. There's none around in my area, but I've been down to the Bay Area and there's been a few places that have had it. I've tried it. It works. But, you know, as the folks at Stop the Cat point out, that bandwidth could be that you use at those public hotspots could be counted against your cap at home, which, may or may not be the case. But, I certainly wouldn't put it past Comcast to do that. But I think the bigger issue for me is that Comcast is essentially taking away my right to decide how I want to, if I want to share my broadband, if I want to be a hotspot. And, they're not giving me any benefit from it, I assume. They're just going to go ahead and put it on there, and turn it on. But I suppose the way you opt out of this is the way that something I've done for a long time, which is buy your own cable modem. You pay Comcast some ridiculous amount of money per month to lease a cable modem. And, that's nice if the thing breaks and you need to replace it. That means that Comcast, is on the hook for it. But let's face it, at least when I calculate, what it's going to cost to buy a modem versus a lease, the break even point's about a year. And so after a year, or depending on what kind of cable modem you get, maybe even less than that, then you're free and clear, and you're not paying Comcast extra money for something that you quite frankly don't need from them. And if it breaks, yeah, you have to buy a new one. But again, it's not that expensive, and they don't. It's not like they break very often. So. But I don't like that Comcast is apparently going to remove my choice to even have Wi-Fi in my house. Maybe I don't want Wi-Fi in my house. Maybe, who knows? But it just seems like, I'm not going to get a lot of benefit from it. Maybe it'll help my neighbors, I guess. And it might make it easier, I guess, if I'm not technically savvy and I want to let people on. But, I also don't necessarily want to give them my Comcast credentials either if it's something, if they don't happen to be a Comcast subscriber. So I'm not quite sure, it's that much of a benefit. Although I guess if everybody's a Comcast subscriber, who cares? But this just kind of rubs me the wrong way. And, it's kind of typical Comcast sort of, I'm sure there's some benefit. I wouldn't be surprised if Comcast were able to use this to essentially build like a nationwide network of sorts and run, some service over it that actually they could charge other people for and make money. Wouldn't be the first time they've done that. So, I'm not entirely thrilled about it. They're using, my space to make more money or I want them to provide service to me and my family and people that I choose, not necessarily everybody else. So I'm not thrilled by this, but, then again, Comcast doesn't do things generally that thrill me. So that's just my take.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.